是能够
好，我们一起先来读几段圣经。
We'll read a few scriptures first.
好，第一段，我们先来读罗马书八章五到六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 5 to 6.
罗马书八章五到六节。好，我们一起来读。因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。好，现在我们翻到旧约撒母耳记上，撒母耳记上二十八章三到第七节的前半部分。
And then Old Testament First Samuel chapter 28 verse 3 to the first part of verse 7.
二十八章三到七节。那时撒母耳已经死了，以色列众人为他哀哭，葬他在拉玛，就是他本城里。扫罗曾在国内不容有交鬼的和行巫术的人，腓力士人聚集来到苏甸安营，扫罗聚集以色列众人在基利波安营。扫罗看见腓力士的军旅，就惧怕，心中发颤。扫罗求问耶和华，耶和华却不记梦或巫灵或先知回答他。扫罗吩咐臣仆说，当为我找一个交鬼的妇人，我好去问他。好，我们就停在这里，然后我们读第十五节。十五节
verse 15，
同一章第十五节。撒母耳对扫罗说，你为什么搅扰我，招我上来呢？扫罗回答说，我正窘急，因为腓力士人攻击我，神也离开我，不再借先知或梦回答我，因此请你上来，好指示我应当怎样行。然后好，我们读第二十节。
Verse 20。
扫罗猛然扑倒，挺身在地，因撒母耳的话甚是惧怕，那一昼一夜没有吃什么，就毫无气力。然后我们再翻到撒母耳记上三十一章第一节和第六节。
And First Samuel chapter 30 verse 1 and 6.
Chapter 31.
Chapter 31.
对，第一节第六节。
Verse 1 and 6.
腓力士人与以色列人征战，以色列人在腓力士人面前逃跑，在基利波有被杀扑倒的。然后我们读第六节。这样，扫罗和他三个儿子与拿兵器的人以及跟随他的人都一同死亡。然后我们再翻回去到撒母耳记上二十九章一到二节。
And for Samuel chapter 29, verse 1 to 2.
腓力士人将他们的军旅聚集到雅弗，以色列人在耶斯列的泉旁安营。腓力士人的首领各率军队，或百或千，挨至前进。大卫和跟随他的人同着亚基跟在后面。然后我们再翻到第三十章。三十章读一到二节。
And chapter 30, verse 1 to 2.
第三日，大卫和跟随他的人到了喜格拉，亚玛利人已经侵夺南地，攻破喜格拉，用火焚烧，掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小人口，却没有杀一个，都带得走了。然后我们读同一章第六到八节。
And the same chapter was 6 to 8.
大卫甚是焦急，因众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却依靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。大卫对亚米勒的儿子祭司亚比亚他说，请你将以弗德拿来。 亚比亚他就将以弗德拿到大卫面前。大卫求问耶和华说：我追赶敌军，追得上追不上呢？耶和华说：你可以追，必追得上，都救得回来。然后我们最后再来读同一章的第二十六节。
Lastly, verse 26.
大卫到了喜格拉，从掠物中取些送给他朋友犹大的长老，说：这是从耶和华仇敌那里夺来的，送你们为礼物。好，我们圣经就读到这里，我们下面再有一点祷告。
Have another word of prayers.
好，主，我们感谢你，你在你的儿女们身上所定下的旨意是何等的荣美。
Lord, we thank you, how good your will is on your children.
你让我们走这条属天的道路，虽然是窄路，却是通往生命丰盛的道路。
We walk on this heavenly path, although it's a narrow path, but it's a way to the abundant life.
你求主赐给我们属天的智慧，好叫我们能够数算我们的日子，能够快跑来跟从你。
May you give us the heavenly wisdom so that we may number our days and we can run swiftly, run after you.
因为你在我们身上，个人身上所定的旨意，都是神儿子的荣美在我们身上能够显现出来。
So that the beauty of the Son of God may be manifested through us.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
主耶稣说：“你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。”
Our Lord Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also."
所以一个人的心总是紧紧地跟随他所宝贵的。
So one's heart will closely follow what he treasures.
世界若是一个人所宝贵的，他的心就会紧紧地跟随世界。
If one treasures the world, his heart will closely follow after the world.
那他就会关心体贴世界的事。他就要以得着世界为至宝。
And he will care about or be mindful of the things of the world and strive for the excellence of the knowledge of the world.
那基督若是一个人所宝贵的，他的心就会紧紧地跟随基督。
But if one treasures Christ, his heart will follow Christ closely.
那他会关心体贴基督的事，以得着基督为至宝。
He will set his mind on the things of Christ and to strive for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ.
所以一个人的心随从什么，他就会关心体贴什么。
So one's heart, what one's heart is mindful of, he will follow.
那他所关心体贴，要得着为至宝的，最终就会给他带来一个结果。
So the things he's mindful of and considers as a treasure will bring forth fruit sooner or later.
那这个结果不见得马上就能够显现出来，但是或早或迟。总是会显现出来。
Sooner or later, this fruit will come out.
在罗马书八章五到六节，这是我们刚刚读过的。那神的话告诉我们有两个结果。
From Romans chapter 8, verse 5 to 6, we just read, there are two kinds of fruits.
一个结果是死亡，另外一个结果是生命平安。
One is death, and the other is life and peace.
我想没有人愿意选择死亡。
I believe no one desires to choose death.
我们人人都是愿意选择生命平安。
Everyone wants to choose life and peace.
可是我们看这个世界，有多少的人向着死亡直奔？
But you see in the world, how many people running after death?
我们今天来看撒母耳记上二十八章到三十章的这一段的故事。
We look at the story in 1 Samuel chapter 28 to 30.
这是有关扫罗和大卫的故事。
The story of Saul and David.
这是他们差不多在同一个时间里面分别经历的。
It records their respective experiences at around the same time.
他们当时都面临着一个非常艰难危险的境况。
They were all facing a very dangerous and difficult situation.
但是扫罗和大卫他们有不同的选择。
But they made different choices.
因着这不同的拣选，他们的结局也截然不同。
Because of the different choices, they have a completely different endings.
一个走向了死亡，
One went to one end up with death.
那另外一个得到了生命平安。
The other attained the life and peace.
那我们来看他们不同的他们的经历和不同的结局，我们可以来思想我们有怎样的学习。
We look at their story and their endings, and we can contemplate what we can learn from them.
好像我们可以来拣选生命平安。
So that we may also choose peace and life.
那所以这是我今天要交通的题目，就是。体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。
So my topic today is to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
那我们先来看扫罗。
So look at Saul first.
那我们都知道扫罗是属肉体的，那我们怎么知道他是属肉体的呢？
So we all know that Saul is of the flesh. How do we know that he's of the flesh?
在撒母耳记上28:4-5.
From 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 4 to 5.
扫罗正在面临一个非常艰难危险的局面。
We see that Saul was facing a very perilous situation.
腓利士人聚集起来要攻击他。
Philistines gathered together to attack him.
那我们来看看他的应对。通过他的应对，我们就可以看到一个属肉体的人他的几个方面。
Through how he responded, we'll see. How a carnally minded respond.
首先，一个属肉体的人，他寻求世界的帮助，他不愿意也不能信靠神。
The carnally minded seek after the help of the world. He's not willing to and he's unable to trust in God.
寻求世界的帮助是可以通过头脑，通过自己的手，好像是很实在的。
Seeking after the help of the world seems to be practical, and because you do it through your brain and your hands.
但是依靠神却是要通过信心。
But trusting in God requires faith.
一个属肉体的人，他不活在信心的里面，他当然也不可能凭着信心来依靠神。
The carnally minded is not living by faith, so thus therefore he cannot trust in God by faith.
在这里我们看见，当扫罗求问耶和华神，耶和华没有回答他。
Here we see that when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him.
他面临一个选择。
Now he's facing he needs to make a choice.
他是为自己以往的过犯罪恶在神面前悔改，求神怜悯他呢？
Whether to repent for his transgressions in the past and ask for forgiveness from God.
他是继续求问神呢？还是他去寻求别的方法。
And continue to inquire of the Lord or else.
那属肉体的扫罗毫不犹豫的就寻求了别的方法。
So without hesitation, the carnally minded Saul made the choice of something else.
他去找一个求交鬼的人他来想要把撒母耳召上来。
So he went to see a medium in order to bring up a Samuel.
因为他知道他以往征战得胜是因着撒母耳的祷告。
Because he knew that Samuel's prayers were the reason of his past victories.
所以他想要把撒母耳再招上来。
So he wanted to bring up Samuel one more time to help him.
因此他不惜去找一个交鬼的。
So he even went to a medium.
扫罗是知道交鬼的是外邦的邪术，是神所恨恶的。
Saul knew that the medium conducting seance is a sorcery of the Gentile, which abhorred by God.
对，他作为王，他是禁止交鬼的，但是他自己现在却是要用交鬼的方法。
As a king, he even issued the law to forbid the seance, but he himself now seeking for the help.
用神所恨恶的方法去寻求神的帮助。
So he was seeking for the help of God, by what God abhorred.
得不到神的帮助，而让自己陷在更深的黑暗里。
Therefore, he cannot receive the help of God, but to end up in deeper darkness.
所以，一个寻求一个随从肉体的人，他只想要解决问题。
So the carnally minded only want to solve the problem.
他不在乎解决问题的方法
和道路。He doesn't care about the means.
只要问题能够解决，任何的道路方法都可以。
As long as the problem can be solved, any means is justified.
那我们如果问到了一个问题， 我们求问神，神如果没有马上回答我们，我们怎么样应对？
So when we inquire of the Lord, if the Lord did not answer us immediately, what do we do?
是在神面前继续的求问神，凭着信心到神的面前继续的来请求神的带领呢？
Do we continue inquiring of the Lord and wait for His guidance?
还是我们到处找方法、找门路来解决问题？
Or we just look around and just to find some other help?
我们当然不会去找交鬼的。
We may not go find the medium.
但是若是我们随从这个世界的潮流法则，
But if we follow after the principle and the trend of the world,
我们随从我们自己里面肉体的私欲，
Or we follow after our own lust,
那我们所走的道路就与交鬼的扫罗是同一个道路。
We might be no different from Saul.
世界的潮流法则，人里面的私欲，也许可以帮助我们解决一点问题。
The principles and trend of the world or our own lust may temporarily solve the problem.
但是最终却是把人带到更深的黑暗的里面。
But eventually will bring one into the deeper darkness.
然后随从肉体的人，他只在乎自己是否得着恩典，却不在乎施恩的神。
Also, the carnally minded only cares about whether he receives blessing, but he doesn't care about the will of God.
他只在意自己是否得着帮助，却不在意能够带来帮助的圣灵。
He only cares about whether he is helped. He does not care about the Holy Spirit.
当招鬼的妇人向扫罗问扫罗要招谁上来的时候，扫罗说：“招撒母耳上来。”
So when the medium asked Saul, "Whom do you want me to bring up?" Saul said, "Bring up Samuel for me."
所以在扫罗的心目中，撒母耳是可以随时招上来的。
So, in his mind, in Saul's mind, Samuel can be brought up anytime.
所以他是以自己的需要为中心的。
So he Saul is self-centered.
所以平时没有事情的时候，在他的心目中，撒母耳离得越远越好。
So when everything's fine, he just want to stay away from Saul, from Samuel.
等到有了难处，他需要撒母耳来帮助他的时候，他就想马上把撒母耳招上来。
When he encounters difficulties, when he needs the help of Samuel, he wants to bring up Samuel immediately.
如果大家还记得的话，从前当撒母耳宣讲了神的话，要转身离开的时候
，If you remember that story, one time when Samuel after Samuel spoke for the Lord, he turned around and to go away.
扫罗的第一个反应。他不是去跟从撒母耳，他是拉住撒母耳。
Saul did not follow Samuel, but he seized Samuel.
他甚至把撒母耳的衣服都扯破了。
And he even tore his robe.
他不是要跟从撒母耳，他是要撒母耳来跟从他。
He did not want to follow Samuel. He wants Samuel to follow him.
撒母耳我们都知道是预表圣灵的。
We know that Samuel alludes to the Holy Spirit.
一个随从肉体的人，他以自己的需要为中心。
The carnally minded is self-centered, centered around his own need.
他不是要去跟从圣灵，他是要圣灵来跟从他。
He does not follow the Holy Spirit. He wants the Holy Spirit to follow him.
扫罗的失败也是我们应当警醒的。
We need to be reminded by the failure of Saul.
我们平常是不是觉得圣灵好像是一个离我们非常遥远的概念？
In our daily life, do we think that the Holy Spirit is far away from us?
那我们只是在我们的头脑里面，我们知道我们信主了，圣灵就在我们的里面。
In our head, we know after we believed and we have this Holy Spirit in us.
但是和我们好像没有什么实际的关系。
But it seems like it has no direct relationship with us.
等到我们遇到难处了，我们就祷告神，我们就希望神马上的来帮助我们。
Whenever we encounter difficulties, we pray to the Lord. We want His help immediately.
我们马上就要圣灵照着我们想要的时间，我们所认为最好的方法，来给我们最对的那个结果。
We want the Holy Spirit to give us the result we wanted at the time and the place that we wanted.
这是不是我们里面的想法？
Is that our thoughts, inner thoughts?
如果我们落在这样的想法的里面，我们实际上也落在了扫罗那个随从肉体的
If we have this inner thought in us, we might be in a similar situation of Saul.
一个随从肉体的人，他惧怕仇敌，但是他却不敬畏神。
Also, they carnally minded is afraid of the enemy, but does not fear God.
那个仇敌的威胁是马上肉眼可以可见的。
The threat of the enemy is apparent.
但是背逆神、远离神、失去神的同在，那个后果却不是马上就能够显现出来的。
By the consequence of rebelling against God and lost His presence is usually not immediately seen.
我们在二十八章这里，我们看见扫罗他在腓利斯人面前的这个表现，我们可能会觉得有点奇怪。
We might feel a little strange when we see Saul's behavior in 1 Samuel 28.
因为从前扫罗和包括腓利斯人在内的外邦人，大大小小有许多的征战。
Because in the past, Saul has fought numerous battles with the Philistines and other Gentiles.
在撒母耳记上十四章四十七节里面记载了，当扫罗作王的时候，他经历了许多的征战，有许多得胜的经历。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 47, recorded lots of victories won by Saul.
他似乎是大有能力的，他怎么现在开始惧怕腓利斯人了呢？
He was very mighty. He was a mighty warrior. But now, how come he's so afraid of the Philistines?
而且他这个惧怕是从心里面出来的。
And also this
心都颤抖了。
And also this fear comes from the bottom of his heart. His heart even trembling.
这可以说是魂飞魄散。
And that's to say his spirit is dispersed.
哎，因为撒母耳在世的时候，撒母耳的祷告托付以色列民，包括扫罗。
When Samuel was still around, and Samuel's prayer upheld Saul.
所以扫罗征战的那个属灵的力量是从撒母耳的祷告来的。
So the strength that Saul fought with which Saul fought the wars comes from spiritual strength.
但是扫罗他和神之间并没有建立起一个直接的关系。
But Saul did not have a direct relationship between him and God.
所以扫罗征战的力量可以说是借来的。
So you can say that his strength was borrowed.
所以当撒母耳一过去，扫罗里面的力量就没有了。
So after Samuel passed away, Saul became powerless.
所以他里面魂的那个真实的光景就显现出来。
And the true situation in his soul is manifested.
那随从肉体的人，他眼目所看见的是仇敌的威胁和自己的软弱。
So the carnally minded only sees the threat of the enemy and his own weakness.
他里面自然会产生惧怕。
Therefore, he will be afraid.
但是对看不见的神的手，他却没有任何的敬畏的心。
But as for the invisible hand of God, he has no heart of fear.
我们还记得的话，扫罗当时追杀大卫的时候，他为了追杀大卫啊。
If you remember when Saul was pursuing David,
他把祭司亚希米勒和祭司城挪伯里面所有的人都全部杀掉。
He killed the priest Ahimelech and all the priests in the city of Nob.
他没有敬畏神的心，他不怕流无辜人血的罪。
He did not fear God, and he was not afraid of the sins of shedding the innocent blood.
所以他作为以色列的王，他里面的黑暗也影响了以色列的所有的人。
As a king of Israel, his inner darkness also affected the whole nation.
撒母耳一过去，我们就发现扫罗带着以色列民在那里征战的时候，从王到下面的百姓都没有力量。
After Samuel passed, we see that from the king to the people, the whole nation was powerless.
对，随从肉体的人不敬畏神的后果，就是在仇敌面前站立不住。
As the carnally minded, as a result of not fearing God, the result was that he cannot stand steadfast before the enemy.
随从肉体的人, 他受老我的魂的辖制, 没有悔改的心,
the carnally minded is controlled by the old self.
他没有悔改的心, 不受, 圣灵的引导,
and does not have the heart of repentance, is not subject to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
保罗知道神离开他, 他也知道交鬼是神所恨恶的,
Saul knew that God has departed from him, and also he knew that conducting seance was abhorred by God. But he still wanted to bring up Samuel with this medium. Even in this great darkness, God still gave him the opportunity to repent. Repent.
这个看起来像萨摩尔的一个鬼魂, 他只是重复了萨摩尔从前说的话。
This spirit looks like Samuel, only said what Samuel has said before.
他宣告了扫罗的结局。
He proclaimed the ending of Saul.
但是这个时候扫罗他的反应是什么呢?
But what his response here?
他的反应是极度的绝望和恐惧。
He was despair and dreadfully afraid.
他完全失去了力量，躺在地上一昼一夜不吃不喝，如同于死。
He had no strength and he fell full length on the ground and had eaten no food all day or all night.
但是你在他的身上没有看到一点点的悔改。
But you do not see a single trace of the sign of repentance.
旁人劝他，他就起来吃了，吃了就连夜起身就走。
Some bystanders persuaded him to eat, and he got up and eat, and he left on the same night.
这就是一个属肉体的人，没有悔改的心。
This is a carnally minded, has no heart of repentance.
他被自己的恐惧和绝望所抓住，他没有忧伤痛悔的心。
He was seized by his own fear and despair, has no heart of repentance.
忧伤痛悔的心, 神必不轻看,
a broken and contrite heart, God will not despise.
但是随从肉体的体贴肉体的扫罗, 他一生都没有学会这个功课。
But this carnally minded Saul never learned this lesson.
他将要走完自己地上的一生的时候, 他还是活在自己的肉体的里面。
Even at his last days of his life, he's still living in his own flesh.
圣灵在他的身上没有印记。
And he has no mark of the Holy Spirit on him.
扫罗的结局非常的悲惨。So
Saul's ending was very miserable.
我们看见以色列民他们和腓力斯人征战的时候，在腓力斯人面前逃跑。We
see that Israelites fled from before Philistines.
扫罗和他的三个儿子一同的被杀。Saul
and his three sons were all slain.
随从肉体的就体贴肉体的事。 体贴肉体的就是死。
Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the flesh, for to be carnally minded is death.
扫罗的一生和他的结局就是这段神的话的一个真实的写照。
Saul's whole life and his ending is a testimony of this word.
在同一个时间,
at the same time,
当腓力斯人来聚集攻击扫罗和以色列人的时候,
when the Philistines gathered together to attack Saul and the Israelites,
这个时候大卫也落在一个非常窘迫、非常危险的一个境况。
Saul, David also faced a very dangerous situation.
大卫为了逃避扫罗的追杀, 他做了一个错误的决定。
In order to flee from Saul, and David also made a wrong decision.
他跑到了腓力斯人的境内。
He went to the land of Philistines.
所以当腓力斯人要起来聚集起来攻击以色列人的时候,
So when the Philistines gathered to attack Israelites,
大卫和跟随他的人也一同的被带到了前线。
David and his men were also brought to the battlefield.
所以大卫当时面临一个非常艰难，可以说是没有出路的选择。
So David also faced a dilemma with no way out.
他如果跟随腓力斯人一同去攻击以色列人的话
，If he attacked Israelites with the with the Philistines，
大卫是耶和华的受膏者，他以后要做以色列民的王的。
He is the anointed of the Lord. He will be the king of Israelites.
他跟外邦人一同来攻击以色列的民，他以后如何做以色列民的王
？How can he be the king if now he attacks the Israelites with the Gentiles？
但是如果大卫他不跟着腓力斯人上阵的话，那他和跟随他的人马上就有杀身之祸。
But if he and his men do not follow the Philistines to the battlefield, they will risk their lives immediately.
所以大卫所面临的这个困境可以说是无路可走。
It seems there's no way out.
这是仇敌要趁着大卫的犯了一个错误，他要借着在人看来所无路可走的这个困境，来破坏神在大卫身上的这个计划。
This is how the enemy.Plan to destroy the plan of the plan of God on David through his own mistake.
破坏神在大卫身上的计划，也就是破坏基督救赎的计划。
Destroy the plan of God on David, that is to destroy the salvation redemption work of Christ.
但是感谢主，我们看见当面对这样一个艰难，可以说是无路可走的环境的时候。
But thanks be to God, even in this difficult situation.
大卫的表现和扫罗是何等的不同。
David had made a very different choice.
就是我们来看大卫的经历，他的反应，我们就可以来思想什么是随从圣灵的人。
So through David's experience, we may contemplate on how the spiritual-minded respond.
首先，一个随从圣灵的人，他不追求世界的帮助，而是耐心等候圣灵的工作。
The spiritually minded does not pursue after the help of the world, but patiently waiting on the work of the Spirit.
因为随从圣灵的人，他体贴圣灵的事。
Because the spiritually minded set their minds on the things of the Spirit.
当面对环境的时候，世人看见的都是环境的艰难。
When they encounter the difficult circumstances.People always see that the outward difficulty.
而随从圣灵的人呢，他看到的是后面那个属灵的征战。
But the spiritually minded sees through the spiritual war behind.
所以他能够耐心的等候圣灵的工作。
We can wait patiently on the work of the Spirit.
所以与扫罗遇到难处了，就赶快去寻求帮助，甚至不惜去找交鬼的人不同。
When Saul encountered the difficulty, he immediately went to other means, even to the medium.
撒母耳记二十九章第二节，我们看到大卫和跟从他的人跟在腓力斯人的后面。
First Samuel chapter 29, we see that David and his men passed in review at the rear with the Philistines.
我们可以想见他心中的那个焦急，那个艰难。
We can imagine his distress in his heart.
但是大卫并没有急切的去做什么，去寻求帮助。
But he did not seek after other help in haste.
大卫唯一做对的就是他先前他接待了做祭司的亚比亚他。
What he did right was that he accepted Abiathar.
和他耐心的等候。
And he's patiently waiting.
祭司亚比亚他带来了以弗德。
The priest Abiathar brought Ephod.
以弗德是预表圣灵的。
Ephod
圣灵与大卫同在。
Ephod was the Holy Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit was with David.
圣灵与大卫同在，神奇妙的拯救就临到大卫。
The Holy Spirit was with David. Then the marvelous deliverance of God also come upon David and his men.
神让腓力斯人的首领想起了从前以色列人所唱的得胜的歌。
So, God let the heads of the Philistines remember the victorious song of Israelites before.
所以因着这个得胜的歌，他们对大卫产生了疑虑。
Because of the song of a victory, and they became suspicious of David.
借着这些首领的疑虑啊， 神把大卫从一个好像无路可走的困境的里面拯救了出来。
Through their doubts, and God delivered David from this dilemma.
那后面，当大卫跟那个亚吉王，这一个腓力斯人王的那个对话，就更加的确证了，这是神的工作。
You see that this is the work of the Holy Spirit, even from the conversation between David and the king Achish.
我们这些属神的儿女，当我们面对一个环境的时候
，As children of God, when we encounter difficulties,
那我们都想要有属天的智慧。
We all want to have the heavenly wisdom.
我们都愿意来学习耐心祷告神，等候圣灵的工作。
And we are all willing to patiently wait on God and wait on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们不想要随从自己的感觉、自己的经验、世界的原则。
We do not want to follow our own feelings and experiences or the principles of the world.
那我们不想去匆匆忙忙的到处去找方法。
We do not want to try different means in haste.
但是我们的难处是在很多的时候。
But many times.
在很多的时候，我们的眼目没有定睛在主的身上。
But many times our eyes are not fixed on the Lord.
我们的眼目是仅仅放在困难的身上，
But,
放在别的人身上。
Our eyes fixed on the difficulties, fixed on other people.
在诗篇三十七篇第七节。
Psalm 37 verse 7.
你当默然依靠耶和华，耐性等候他，不要因那道路通达的。和那恶蒙成就的心怀不平。
Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
我们要依靠神，但是我们的眼目却是定睛在那些道路通达和谋算成就的人身上。
We want to trust in God, but our eyes are fixed on those who prosper in their own way.
那我们的心。我们的心就没有办法平静安稳。
Then our heart will not rest.
那我们不可能能够耐心的等候神的帮助。
Then we will not we will not be able to wait patiently for God.
所以我们需要把我们的眼目调转，来仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣基督。
So we need to turn our eyes to fix upon Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
等候神，经历圣灵。奇妙的作为。
Wait patiently for God to wait for the marvelous work of the Holy Spirit.
你的信心才能够成长。
Then our faith will grow.
那随从圣灵的人，他不受老我的魂的辖制。
Also, the spiritually minded would not be controlled by the old self.
他是凭着信心积极的寻求圣灵的引导。
But seek after the guidance of the Holy Spirit in faith.
在撒母耳记上30:1-4
From First Samuel chapter 30 verse 1 to 4
当大卫和跟从他的人回到了喜格拉，就是他们在腓力斯人的住处的时候。
When David and his men went back to Ziklag, where they lodged in the land of Philistines,
他们发现喜格拉已经被这个亚玛力人洗劫了。
They found that place was destroyed by Amalekites.
他们的妻儿都被掳走了。
And their wives and children were taken captive by the Amalekites.
那我们当然现在我们知道，妇女儿童都没有被杀的。
And we know that no one was killed.
这实际上是神极大的恩典。
That was actually a great mercy of God.
因为在那个时代亚玛力人攻取了城之后，他们通常都会把那些他们认为没有价值的人都杀掉。
And because at that time, Amalekites normally killed everyone after they conquered the city.
但是大卫和跟从他的人在那个时候，他们当然不知道这一点。
But at that time, David and his men did not know what had become of their family.
他们不知道他们的妻儿的情形如何。
They did not know what had become of their children and wives.
所以他们一开始他们是被恐惧和悲伤所抓住。
So at first they were seized by the fear and the grief.
他们放声大哭，一直哭到没有力气。
They lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep.
甚至跟从大卫的人，他 他们怪罪大卫，想要用石头把大卫打死。
Even those who followed David blamed on him and even want to stone him.
大卫那个时候所处的那个境况，甚至比扫罗当时所处的境况还要危急。
At that time, David was in an even more dangerous situation than Saul was.
但是大卫没有像扫罗那样躺在地上，如同已死。
But David did not fall full length on the ground like a dead man.
在第六节，大卫却依靠耶和华他的神，心里得坚固。
From verse 6, David strengthened himself in the Lord his God.
所以大卫没有让从魂里面出来的那个情感来辖制他。
So David did not let this emotion from this from his old self control him.
他很快就回到了神的面前，来寻求神的帮助。
So immediately he went back to God and asked for help from God.
而大卫他有祭司亚比亚他带着预表圣灵的以弗德与他同在。
Also, David has the priest Abiathar and the ephod, which alludes to the Holy Spirit with him.
但是与属肉体的扫罗有巨大的不同。
This is a very different from Saul, who is carnally minded.
他可以来随时来求问神。
So David can ask for inquire of the Lord.
当他求问神，神说可以马上可以去追上敌人了。
After he inquired the Lord said, "Pursue, and you will overtake them."
大卫和跟从他的人马上就凭着信心出去了。
David and his men immediately went out in faith.
他们没有凭着头脑在那里思想仇敌在哪里。
They did not calculate with their own head.
仇敌有多少人
？Where the enemies were and how many people they have.
我们这几百号人，人也疲劳，马也累了，能打得过敌人吗
？Can we prevail with just a few hundred weary men?
他们没有去想这些，他们是凭着信心，跟从圣灵的引导就出去了。
They did not calculate it. They just went out in faith.
所以我们今天蒙恩得救的儿女，我们也有以弗德在我们里面。
As children of God who are saved by grace, we also have the ephod in us.
我们的以弗德就是那个得救重生得，我们重生得救以后的所得到的圣灵。
This ephod is the Holy Spirit.
我们可以随时随地的来求寻求圣灵的引导。
We can inquire of the guidance of the Holy Spirit anytime, anywhere.
我们要寻求圣灵的引导，首先我们不能被我们里面那个老我的魂所辖制。
In order to seek after the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we cannot be controlled by our emotion.
如果我们还陷在自己的魂的辖制的里面的话，
If we are still under the bondage of our old self, old soul.
如果我们还在那个比如焦虑、失望、恼怒或者责怪等等这些负面的情绪的里面的话，
You are still enslaved by anxiety, disappointment, and anger and complaint.
我们让这些情绪来，这些负面的情绪辖制我们的话，我们没有办法寻求圣灵的引导。
We will not be able to seek after the guidance of the Holy Spirit if we allow the negative emotions to control us.
我们要看到这些负面的情绪，就好像那些要打死大卫的那一块一块的石头。
We should see that those negative emotions, like the stones that was about to stone David.
因为我们不能够像扫罗躺在地上如同已死。
We cannot be like Saul who fell on the ground like the dead man.
我们要像大卫，依靠耶和华，心中有力量。
We should be like David, strengthen ourselves in the Lord.
然后当圣灵来引导我们的时候，我们需要凭着信心跟上。
Then when the Holy Spirit comes to guide us, we should follow on in faith.
我们的问题常常是我们圣灵没有动，我们先动起来了。
Our problem is usually we move before the Holy Spirit moves.
当圣灵要我们动的时候，我们又没有了信心。
When the Holy Spirit wants us to move and we have no faith to follow.
所以我们要求神来坚固我们的信心，好让我们能够跟从圣灵的引领。
So we should ask God to strengthen our faith, therefore we can follow on the Holy Spirit.
随从圣灵的人，敬畏神，不惧怕仇敌。
Also, the spiritually minded fears God, but is not afraid of the enemy.
当圣灵引导大卫和跟从他的人找到亚玛力人的时候
When the Holy Spirit guided David and his men and when they found Amalekites
亚玛力人的人数众多光是骑骆驼的就有400人至少400人
They have they are great in numbers and they have there were at least 400 men who rode on camels
所以他们的人数是远远多过大卫，而且还有骆驼。
Their numbers are far, their numbers are far exceeding the numbers of David and his men. Also, they have camels.
但是大卫和跟从他的人毫无畏惧，一昼夜不断的击杀仇敌，大大的得胜。
But David and his men were not afraid. Day and night they attacked the enemy.
当他们征战得胜以后。当初在比索西有200人因为困顿不能过溪。
After they won the victory, there were 200 men on the other side of the the river Besor.
所以这200人没有跟他们一起来征战。
They were too weary to follow them to the battlefield.
所以众人说不要把夺得的掠物分给他们。
So some people say, do not give them the spoil.
但是大卫却说。上阵的得多少，看守兵器的也得多少。
But David says, as his part is who goes down to the battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies.
所以他把掠物也分给了这200人。
So he also gives the spoils to the 200 men.
大卫向着仇敌毫无畏惧。
David was not afraid of the enemies.
但是他向着自己的弟兄，却是不敢妄自判断，他心存怜悯。
But David, they are not to judge arbitrarily, judge his brothers.
他能够不惧怕仇敌，却乐意向自己的弟兄施恩典。
He was not afraid of the enemies, but he loved to show mercy to his brothers.
这是因为他敬畏耶和华。
This is because he feared God.
因为他相信这一切都是在神的手里。
Does he believe that all is in God's hand?
他凭着信心相信那200个弟兄是诚实的。
He believed that those 200 brothers were honest.
他不妄自判断，能够做公平判断的只有耶和华神。
He did not judge by himself. He only God who can judge rightfully.
他凭着信心把一切交给神。
He surrendered everything in the hand of God in faith.
我们这些属神的儿女，我们在这个末后的时代里面，我们常常要面对属灵的征战。
So as children of God in this end time, oftentimes we face the spiritual war.
我们所面对的这个世界的势力和肉体的顽梗，就像大卫和跟从他的勇士所面对的亚玛力人。
The power of the world and also the stubbornness of our flesh, just like the Amalekites.
那我们在仇敌的面前，我们能不能够毫无畏惧，是取决于我们在神的面前能不能心存敬畏。
Whether we can be fearless before the enemies depends on whether we fear God.
从前有一个弟兄，他问了一个问题。
There was a young brother who asked a question.
当被这个世界的潮流所裹挟，在所谓的骄傲月，公司要办这个庆祝骄傲庆祝的这个活动的话。
When he was surrounded by the trend of the world during the Pride Month, when his workplace wanted to celebrate the Pride Month,
就所谓的骄傲月，我想大家都知道。
I think everyone knows what the Pride Month is.
或者在所谓的万圣节，所在的小组要把办公室扮成一个鬼屋。
Or if your office wanted to decorate your office as a devil's house during the Halloween.
弟兄知道这不是神所喜悦的，但是呢，他又觉得如果不跟从，就会被人看为不包容。
Our brother knew that this displeases God, but if he does not follow, he will be considered as intolerant.
那因此心里为难，那怎么办？
So he was distressed. What can I do?
这时候，一个年长的弟兄就问他。
Then an elder brother asked him.
中午的在公司里面中午吃饭的时候
When you have lunch in the office
你能在不信主的人面前毫不为难的谢饭祷告吗
Can you without any difficulties to say grace and pray before lunch before the unbelievers
如果你能的话你不会有任何的为难
If you can, you will not be distressed.
因为不会有人来邀请你参加这些活动。
Because there will be no one to invite you to those activities.
主耶稣说，凡在人面前不认我的，我在天父面前也不认他。
Lord Jesus said, whoever confesses me before, will not confesses me before man, him my father will not confess him.
如果我们照着这句话来警醒我们自己，敬畏神，那我们在世界的黑暗势力面前，在我们自己的肉体的完整 的面前，我们能够刚强站立。
So that if we can stand steadfast before the power of the world or our stubbornness of the flesh.
若是我们在神的面前没有敬畏的心，
if we do not have the fear toward God,
我们常常觉得没有关系，糊弄过去。
If we often if we are often careless or even gloss over things,
那我们面对世界的势力和肉体的顽梗呢？我们也站立不住。
Then we will not be able to stand before the power of the world or the stubbornness of our own flesh.
那最后，随从圣灵的人，他不仅自己得着恩典，而且还要把恩典带给众人。
Lastly, the spiritually minded, not only did he receive the blessings himself, also he can give the blessings to others.
大卫和跟从他的人击打那个亚玛力人，大大的得胜。
David won a great victory after he attacked the Amalekites.
他没有损失一个人，而且把所有的家眷都救回来了。
He did not lose one and recovered all the families.
大卫和跟从他人再有能耐，他不可能能够打败这么多的亚玛力人，而且不损失一个人。
No matter how powerful the David and his men were, and just by their own strength, they cannot win the victory.
所以我们可以清楚地看见，这是神亲自的征战。
So we see clearly that this is God who fought for them.
征战得胜是因着神的怜悯和能力。
This is because of God's mercy and mighty that they can win the victory.
他们不仅征战得胜，他们还得到了极多的礼物，礼物。
After the victory, they also got lots of spoil.
这些财物就是掠物，它是代表神丰盛的恩典。
Those spoils represent God's blessing.
所以神丰盛的恩典是要通过征战去得来的。
So God's blessing needs to be won during the battles.
而这个征战不是人的征战，是神的征战。
And the battle is not a battle against the flesh, it's a battle of God.
顺从圣灵的人把自己交在神的手里，就在这个征战的得胜中有份。
The spiritually minded who commits himself unto the hands of God can win the victory and receive the blessing.
也得着神丰盛的恩典。
And receive the abundant blessings of God.
而且他知道这是从神来的丰盛的恩典。
And he knows that this is from the abundant blessing from God.
所以他能够心甘情愿地把这个恩典能够给出去。
Therefore, he's willing to give this blessing.
所以我们看见在撒母耳记三十章二十六到三十节里面，大卫把他所得来的这礼物，他丰盛的给出去了，给许多以色列的民。
So we see from 1 Samuel chapter 30, it says David sent out all the spoils to the Israelites.
对，圣灵带领我们有得胜的经历。
The Holy Spirit guide us that we have some experience of victory.
这些经历是神丰盛的恩典。
Those are also the abundant blessings of God.
所以我们要把神的恩典要给出去，要给众人。
So we should send this blessings out.
交通聚会了，就是分享神丰盛的恩典的聚会。
The fellowship meeting is also it's a sharing of God's blessing. It's a meeting.
大卫把从亚玛力人那里夺来的这个财物、礼物分给以色列的众弟兄。
David sent out the spoils to the brothers in Israelites.
这个正是交通聚会的一幅图画。
This is also the picture of the fellowship sharing meeting.
正如大卫并不是凭自己的能力能够得胜。
Just like David did not win the victory by his own strength.
我们也不是凭着我们自己的能力得胜。
Also, we cannot win the victory by our own strength.
我们在仇敌面前有得胜的经历。
We have some experience of victory before the enemies.
或者是我们胜过我们里面的老我的瑕疵。
Or we can overcome this bondage of the old self.
或者神把我们从我们自己的软弱的里面救拔出来，让我们重新得力。
Or God renewed our strength and delivered us from our own weaknesses.
这都是神丰盛的恩典。
Those are all the abundant blessings of God.
不是我们自己努力得来的。
Not by our own efforts.
是神丰盛的恩典，是神征战的得胜。
Those are the victory of God.
所以我们在交通聚会的里面，我们分享出来。
During sharing meeting, if we share these experiences,
我们把这个丰盛的恩典要给出去，让弟兄姊妹在这些恩典中一同的得分。
And we give this abundant blessing. We send it out, so we will win the victory with brothers.
在撒母耳记二十八章开始的时候
，In the beginning of Samuel chapter 28,
那我们看见扫罗和大卫都落在一个极其困难、极其危险的境地的里面。
We see that Saul and both Saul and David were in a very dangerous and difficult circumstances.
顺从肉体而行，体贴肉体的扫罗，一步步的走向了死亡。
The carnally minded and living according to the flesh, the soul, and step by step walk towards death.
而顺从圣灵而行，体贴圣灵的大卫，却蒙了神极大的怜悯。
But David, who is spiritually minded and living according to the Spirit.Received God's abundant mercy.
他不但脱离了那个艰难危险的境地，经历了神奇妙的拯救。
Not only was he delivered from the difficult situations and experienced God's marvelous deliverance,
他还得着了神丰盛的恩典，能够给出去。
And also he received this abundant blessing that he can send out.
所以，随从肉体的就体贴肉体的事。体贴肉体的就是死。
So for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh, and to be carnally minded is death.
随从圣灵的就体贴圣灵的死，体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。
Those who live according to the spirit, set his minds on the things of the spirit. To be spiritually minded is life and peace.
神的话是真实可信的。
God's word is trustworthy.
今天我们看见这一幅图画就活化在我们的眼前。
We see this picture is in front of us lively.
愿我们每一个人都起来，我们要做随从圣灵的人。
May we all rise up to be those who are spiritually minded.
体贴圣灵的事。
And to set our minds on the things of the Spirit.
我们愿意跟从圣灵的引导。
And are willing to follow the guidance of the Spirit.
我们在仇敌的面前，我们靠着主，我们刚强站立。
So that we may stand steadfastly before the enemy.
耐心等候圣灵的引导。
And patiently waiting on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们经历神丰盛的恩典，把这恩典要分出去。
And we receive the abundant blessings of God, then we can share it out.
我们就能够活出基督丰盛的生命，得享他属天的平安。
Therefore, we may live out this abundant life of Christ and enjoy His heavenly peace.
我们一起仰望主。
We look to the Lord.
主，我们感谢你在我们身上的心意是何等的完。